You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? With Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and actress Jordan Sparks. How are you, Jordan?
I'm good. How are you, Mario?
I'm doing well. You look beautiful, as always. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're looking buff.
It was hot outside. People were giving me a hard time with the tank top, but you know what? It's hot. So that's the thing about radio. You can kick it how you want, you know?
Do it how you want. I got my sweatpants on right here. I look cute right here, but I'm in my sweats down at the bottom.
No, you're rocking it. And I like the setup you got right there. Are you in a dressing room, your bedroom? What's going on?
I'm in we have an office that we haven't done anything with.
An office. Okay, nice.
Set some stuff back here and tried to make it look nice.
You did a good job. Well, congrats on the new single, Unknown. It's your first solo music in about 5 years, right? What inspired the song?
It's been a while, so I'm really excited for it to finally be out in the world and for people to be hearing it. But we wrote the song actually early February of this year, so it was before COVID and everything and the lockdowns and quarantine and different things like that. But it ended up, this song actually is so prevalent for right now and so relevant to what's going on. But I wrote this song about my own journey through life and how sometimes I felt like I was alone and I didn't want to do it alone, and asking somebody, can you help me through this? Will you be able to see me through this and these hard times? And I feel like, I don't know, I was meant to write it then and it was supposed to come out now. So I'm just really grateful.
Now, is this from a new EP which comes out on the 26th?
Yes, it is from the new EP. I'm so excited because it's not just, I'm not just releasing a single. I'm actually releasing a lot of different songs, and each song is really good. Each song stands on its own. There's no like fillers in this album. And the album is called Sounds Like Me, because I really feel like when you listen to each song, you're going to know that it's me singing it. You're going to be like, that's the Jordan sound.
How do you think your sound has evolved over the last 5 years?
You know what's crazy is I think that my sound has, it's definitely kind of rounded out, I guess. You know, sometimes you start off and you kind of got like a little, there's like edges, a little bit, some rough edges. And yeah. I feel like it's rounded out because I'm finally in a space where I'm like, this is what I grew up listening to. This is what myself, fabric of me is built out of. I love pop. I love R&B. I love country. I love dance. I love screamo music. I love alternative music. So hey. It's like a little bit of everything.
I like that.
Finally able to put that and project that into my music. So I'm excited to be able to have that eclectic sound going on now.
I'm with you. I've got eclectic taste myself. I like a little bit of little this, little that, just good music, you know? Coming up tonight on the CW, this is cool. You're hosting Iconic TLC, and it's a little bit more than just a tribute, right? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's so much fun. I was actually really excited when this came across my desk because I was like, I would love to be a part of this. And I am hosting Iconic, and we are honoring TLC. They are still around. They're still doing music. They're still touring. And basically, it's a whole bunch of artists doing covers of their songs in front of them and giving them their roses while they're still here.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
How they inspired us and how much we love them. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I was on a Zoom call with TLC and Ally Brooke and Max and Lo Cash and Cerati for about 5 hours. And
fun.
Who would have ever thought that that would be something that would happen? So it's really cool to see. And whoever has the artists that we're honoring, so in this case, TLC's favorite cover, does a duet with them at the end of the show.
Oh.
Nice to be able to see, and it's fun for the artists who are inspired by them, and it's fun for them as well. And I just got to sit and watch it all happen.
So that's fun, yeah. Oh, they had a lot of great songs, so I'm sure it's gonna be a great show right there. Nice.
No scrubs.
Yes.
All of it. Waterfalls, you name it.
Love it. And you were also part of the We Are the World collab on the finale of Idol. Do you think not having an audience had an effect on the final performances?
You know, I watched part of it. It was interesting because I was like, I don't know how they're going to get all of us together to make this work, but they made it work. I mean, with what we're doing right now in this quarantine, we can only do so much with what we have. And so I think that they were doing the best with what they got. But I also think the show, people vote for the contestants that they relate to and that they love their voice. You know, you have all these different aspects. And
sure.
So I feel like with them being able to be at home and seeing them at home in their element and in their own space, I think that definitely kind of changed how we viewed everything.
Sure.
So with the lights and the stage and da-da-da-da-da. We just saw them who they were, people who just love to sing. And I think that that was an amazing thing. And I'm so proud of Just Sam. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, no, raw, stripped down. I'm with you right there. When do you think you'll be able to perform live again?
I don't know. I have no idea. I do miss performing on a stage. It's been a minute since I've like done a tour and things like that. So I the last thing that I did live was Broadway. So I hope that I can get out there and do my own music now. But I don't know. This new normal is definitely going to be, is going to be crazy. I mean, even if somebody is like, okay, it's okay to go. Are people really going to file in to a concert where they're sitting so close to people they don't know? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. What was the Broadway show you did?
I did Waitress.
Oh, fun. That's a fun show. It's a great show.
I was in Waitress. I played Jenna. Nice. I did it from August to November, and it was such a good time. I loved it. The songs are incredible. Sarah Bareilles, mm-hmm. I mean, her genius just blows my mind. But I was really honored to be a part of it, and then it closed in January, so I was really, really sad.
I got to see the show. It's a great show, so very cool that you got to do that. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Okay.
Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Outer Banks and Vikings.
Ooh. Dream collaboration.
Oh no. You know what's crazy is ever since we filmed the show, I've been thinking of wanting to do something with Max, the singer Max. He's incredible.
Okay.
I love to be with him.
Favorite TLC song?
I would have to say No Scrubs. And then like a
Yeah. Yes. Hoping you went there. All right. Celebrity crush growing up.
Brad Pitt.
What was the film? Why are you laughing?
It's funny because I had a very big crush. I had a purse that said Mrs. Brad Pitt on it. I had like a wrist sweatband that had Mrs. Pitt on it.
That's funny.
Mom got me a picture, an autographed picture of him that I still have. And then I think the movie Troy as well was an amazing film.
Okay. Academy Award winning there. Best part of quarantine?
Being able to do things right when I want to do them and not having to push them aside because I'm so stressed about something else. So if I want to go out and garden, I'm like, I can go do that. If I want to bake some cupcakes, I can go do that.
Yeah, you got the time, right?
Exactly. Cool.
How's your son? He's like what, two now?
He just turned two. He's good. He's out there. Dad's got him right now, keeping him busy. But he's doing really good, actually. We're working on numbers. He can count to 10 and nice. Working on the alphabet now. And he's just a ball of energy. I mean, he gets up at 5:30 ready to go.
Like, oh, yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah, whether you are or not.
Exactly. But it's nice. There's never a dull moment. And I think especially in this quarantine, it's nice to be kept on your toes a little bit because days can kind of drag on a little bit when you don't really have set things to do. So it's nice. He'll be like, Mommy, let's go. And I'm like, all right, let's go. What are you doing?
Exactly. Well, congratulations on everything. So great to see you and catch up. Watch Iconic TLC tonight on the CW and listen to Unknown on iHeartRadio or wherever you get music. Jordan, thanks so much for checking in. Hope to see you in person soon.
Thank you, Mario. And a big shout out and sending so much love to you and your family as well.
Oh, I appreciate it, sweetie. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
On with Mario Lopez.